It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're in conversation with Milwaukee's police chief as overall serious crime in Milwaukee was down in 2022 year over year. But homicides did not follow that trend with three consecutive years of historic deadly gun violence in the city. Call in with your questions about crime prevention, about proactive patrolling, inequities, and more, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jeffrey Norman was sworn in as chief of the Milwaukee Police Department in November 2021, began working for the department in 1996, and has served in a variety of roles. Chief Norman, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me here.
Good morning. Let's first get your thoughts on the personnel study. Your department retained Matrix Consulting Group for this analysis. And one takeaway is that your officers spend about a quarter of their time on proactive policing. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel highlighted from the study that officers were spending 35 to 40% of their time on preventative policing. Does the department have enough officers?
So with the Matrix study coming out and having that objective and analysis of a department, I was always saying, especially 2 years ago when we accepted the assistance of the Matrix study of being able to look at our particular department, they say that we need 106 more officers. Who am I to disagree? I know that we have attrition. It's proof in the pudding. I look at it from the standpoint of this is an opportunity to have more discussions with our elected officials, with our leaders, our community, to see what is that lift. Understanding that the Matrix study came back with a, again, like I said, objective analysis, and I was willing to accept whatever the study had, revealed. And yes, it's, proof in the pudding there.
Was that the biggest takeaway then from the study as you read it, needing 106 more officers?
Well, I will say there's a number of different takeaways. The Matrix study covers a comprehensive look of our overall department beyond just the looking at what our resources are, but also what the opportunities are. I know that we are dealing with some transitions for, civilianizing positions, and those are opportunities, but they're not a quick hit opportunity. Our public need to know that there is a lot of different moving parts when we talk about civilianizing.
And can you explain what that means, that term means?
So that term means bringing a civilian employee to basically replace or switch out a sworn position. And so with that being said, one of the things that we're working on is the forensic division, where we have sworn officers handling the responsibilities of processing crime scenes. There is a number of different other roles within the forensic division of, looking at, prisoner records. And so that was an opportunity that was examined by the department many years ago in regards to that, that can be a civilian particular type of position. And so with that being said, there are a number of negotiations with unions, ensuring that we are covering what is, contractual bargaining agreements and ensuring that we are, working with our department and employee relations, that we are able to cover all our bases with some that type of transition. And so as we talk about these opportunities, it is important to know that it's not a, snap of your finger, twitch your nose, it happens. There's a lot of things that needs to be planned, that needs to be agreed to, and I respect that process. But there is, again, like I said, takeaways from Matrix that says that we have opportunities beyond that division to civilianize. And also looking at from our investigative, the investigators bureau, bringing technology up to speed or up to date are other opportunities that the Matrix study revealed. So there's a lot of different things that we need to examine and work with our, elected officials and the residents in regards to how do we accomplish these recommendations, these lifts.
And in light of that, what you have said, the civilianization, the recommendations for more officers, how do you feel about your 2023 budget? I mean, this year's detailed budget, in the mayor had called for a 1% reduction in sworn officers in the budget request last fall.
Well, I basically look at it from a standpoint, an advocate for the department, and then what the city leaders decide in regards to what is our operating with the field of operations, then we have to work with it. I understand that there's a lot of hard decisions need to be made. As we talk about the budget, the conversation comes in regards to, you know, funding. How do we ensure that we are able to be sustainable? These are, you know, difficult times. And I always tell people that not only am I executive leader of this department, but I'm also a resident of Milwaukee. So I have two different interests in regards to that. I'm a taxpayer. I want to ensure that our money is being utilized in the right way. So I do understand that, you know, we need to ensure that we are, you know, properly funded, and that there are hard decisions being made in regards to, okay, we have this outlay of what our budget is. What do we do? Or how do we work and ensure that there is effectiveness and efficiency? Because I do not want to see our residents harmed by, you know, our reductions in a way that we can't give them the services that they deserve and expect.
Let's look more closely on unequal policing. The Matrix study found Milwaukee is policed in an unequal way, some districts spending as much as 50% of their time on proactive policing. Police in districts with high call volumes spending as little as 10% on proactive policing. What causes these disparities?
So one of the things that's always a challenge is what we call cost for service. Cost of service really is, and that's when you call the police for response, whether it's a, you know, call for help, someone is missing, you know, there's a theft. And the unfortunate issue of our city is that, you know, our cost of service is a fluid situation. When there are more calls coming in, the productivity goes down. And that's where having more officers assist in regards to productivity, but also, as the Matrix study pointed out, we do need to know what our resources, how do we deploy our resources? So the Matrix study gave an opportunity for us to re-examine in regards to, okay, what is the balance of our officers? What are the opportunities to ensure that there is, you know, adequate resources, which is a challenge. I mean, the attrition is real. We do have a number of retirements. We do have a number of resignations. Officers going to other departments, but we are expected to, you know, work within the bounds of what we have and to provide as much service as we can, but there is a limit. I don't want to take away from Peter to pay Paul. And what I mean by that is by taking away officers from one district and place them in another district, there has a good reason for being more available, but then now you're making a vacuum or a hole in another particular area. So it's really a fine art to be able to, you know, juggle all this. But with the influx of more officers or having opportunities to free up officers from different areas, there is, again, an opportunity to ensure that we have adequate response and adequate resources for proactive patrolling.
Talking about policing, crime, and racial justice with Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman, you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Chief Norman, last year the Crime and Justice Institute reported Black people in Milwaukee were almost five times more likely to be pulled over by police than white people and 18 times more likely to be frisked. What is being done to reduce these disparities?
So one of the things that we need to look at is in regards to our training, ensuring that we are covering what we need to cover for that particular type of awareness in regards to procedural justice, fair and impartial policing. We have had a recent training by former Judge Mosley, Conscious Bias, where that entire department was able to receive this particular type of training. We're working with Collin Settlement Agreement, where within this particular agreement, we're looking at to have a study to look at, you know, the underlying causes of these disparities. But I will say that I'm proud to say that the arrow is going in a different direction in regards to our documentation, our ensuring that accountability is there in regards to our policing. We've had some favorable reports in regards to our policing, where we talk about the stops and frisks, the traffic stops. In fact, our most recent report came out and stated that we're over 90% in compliance in regards to how we are reporting. And I'm looking for that particular type of consistency, that type of impact. It is really a cooperation between the leadership and also our rank and file, understand how do we support them? How do we ensure that they have enough resources and coaching and mentoring? But as we always know, there needs to be accountability. If there's issues that we find in regards to the type of unconstitutional policing, then there will be accountability for those particular acts where that would not be tolerated within this department.
So do you feel like, you know, over 4 years into the settlement agreement on stop and frisk, that you are still making changes and practices to comply with the settlement agreement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the proof is in the pudding in regards to our reporting, that as we continue to report out, we are improving. We are in the right direction with the right type of leadership. We're working with our rank and file, but we're also listening to our rank and file. We're ensuring that we're able to hear what the concerns are and try to address them as best as we can in real time. We have groups. We work with, you know, our rank and file with the leadership in regards to hearing what the concerns and the issues are, improving our computer systems to have adequate tracking and be able to report out. We're putting all effort into gaining compliance and ensuring that we don't just gain compliance, but this becomes a practice and consistency outside of just this settlement agreement.
So it's really sounds like you're trying to work toward a more equitable policing practices that becomes a culture within the department. But that leads to the question then, what is the department doing to repair trust, to build trust within communities of color?
Well, first, it starts with me. The vision and mission of the Milwaukee Police Department has been always about engagement. And I talk about engagement more than just ice cream cones and balloons. It's about being out there, being a part of community efforts. We have a community policing plan that we're going around to each district, automatic district, having listening sessions, 4 hours a pop, to hear what does the community want in regards to effective policing, and how can we be better partners, working with a number of different community stakeholders and ensuring that there is a robust and consistent engagement, you know, working with our elected leaders, working with the business community. So I always say it has to show from the head, and, you know, you'll see me out at a Faith in Blue type of event on a Sunday, or maybe a reentry program on a Friday night. Being part of this executive leadership, we have to model what we expect from our rank and file, and they are really are embracing a lot of our engagement because we need to build trust. We need to not only build trust, nurture it, continue to have it engage, because we all know that without trust, all the other things that we need in regards to the reporting of crime, to, you know, having, you know, working relationships on impacting, you know, community safety, will not be able to be sustained or even engaged because of the lack of trust.
Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman stays with us on pressing issues facing his department. Join in by calling with your questions for the chief. Share what you want the chief to know, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman here on the challenges his department faces and what proactive, community-oriented policing efforts will look like this year. Still time to talk about policing in Milwaukee. Call in with your questions for the chief, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Jenny in Milwaukee. Jenny, hello. What would you like to bring up?
Good morning. Good morning, Chief Norman. I am just inquiring about, I know, Milwaukee Public Schools did sever some contracts with the police department, and I'm just wondering what MPD's commitment is to our schools and our communities and the areas surrounding our schools now that that contract isn't being held.
Jenny, thank you. Chief Norman.
So the big thing that I always like to say that MPS is very important to us, a working relationship with Dr. Posley in regards to being able to address concerns during school and after school. I know that there's been a number of issues that have taken place at games. The issue of contracts is up to the school board and our department in regards to what the relationship looks moving forward. But as we work through all that, our commitment to safety for our kids, for the teachers, for the administration is still there. Our response is still there. Just that it has to be, again, worked out amongst different parties in regards to if there's anything formal moving forward. But our commitment, again, as those who work, play, or, you know, studying within the city of Milwaukee, are committed to safety, and especially when we had issues of, you know, the reckless driving and the on the schools, or, you know, some of the school violence. We've been in direct contact between not only myself and Dr. Posey, but my captains and a lot of the school principals in regards to working out solutions together.
You mentioned reckless driving. What are the solutions to that? Because Milwaukee has really been grappling with that issue.
Absolutely. There have been a number of different initiatives that we've worked on as a department between not only educating, but working with a lot of our government partners for redesigning the streets and working on in regards to making it more difficult. But as we all know, as a department, we definitely work on the enforcement. We brought a number of different initiatives last year, mainly one of the more recent ones is towing of vehicles. We have towed, you know, well over close to 200 vehicles since the initiation of that particular approval by the Fire and Police Commission since last May. For those who are driving unregistered and have reckless driving attached or a number of other different issues, to show that we won't tolerate this within the city. We've brought those who are the most egregious violators to court. And we're working on, you know, solutions through the court of having some type of impact of, you know, getting your car impounded. We're asking for, you know, again, direct results for those who are the most egregious violators. And we have already sued two individuals within the city of Milwaukee. Enforcement's there. You can go to our website, mpdtsu.org, look at where we're deployed. We also have a, you know, link for sending in your complaints to us so that we have a real-time understanding of where the problems are and we'll deploy. So there's been a number of different collaborative efforts, and again, education, Vision Zero, working with our community to understand that, you know, the fatalities and the reckless driving has serious consequences. We need to learn about how to safely drive and work cooperatively amongst our communities to ensure that we're, you know, educating and, you know, putting out the, you know, message that this type of behavior is not only dangerous and is, you know, makes the city unsafe, but will not be tolerated.
When will you be able to notice and track the changes? I mean, you've made a number of changes here, as you just listed. Mm-hmm. When will you be able to see if they're making a difference?
So one of the things that we will say, it's hard to say any particular initiative really had the true impact. Mm. Our overall crashes in the city of Milwaukee is down. I know that as reported out in regards to the reckless driving citations are issued are down. Some people are like, well, that's because you got less officers. I like to look at the glass half full, meaning that there are people actually driving less dangerously in regards to our city that we don't have to issue as many citations. I believe that there's a number of different, you know, again, the community is really embracing this Vision Zero, or, you know, looking at a number of different initiatives. I mean, Milwaukee Fire Department put out there, slow your roll. So there is a more of an awareness in regards to, hey, you know, this is not just young people. This is, you know, old, you know, older individuals. These are individuals going to work. We all have a collective responsibility to slow down. So those are some of the tangibles that I see. And I believe that as we continue to work together, work collaboratively, listen to the community, work with the community, that we'll start seeing even more impact in regards to some of those numbers.
Let's bring in Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, you're on with Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman. Go ahead.
First and foremost, thank you for your service, your whole department, doing what they can to enforce laws down in Milwaukee. Myself, I used to be in law enforcement in the United States Air Force, so I know a little bit about what y'all go through. My question for you this morning was specifically, any interactions that you have with motorists that don't want to roll down their window claiming certain rights, being somewhat non-cooperative, things like that. Are you seeing an increase in those police-the-police type movements?
So I don't know any particular situation where that is occurring. I will never say that doesn't happen. I understand, and I'm very proud of the men and women of Waukee Police Department, you know, working with all the different challenges. We have to work through those particular type of situations. I would expect professionalism on the part of the officer, and, you know, we have to, you know, try to find ways to ensure that, you know, we don't want to disrespect anyone's rights, but we do have a job and responsibility to do. And so as those situations would come up, I will hope that it has, you know, a level of cooperation, because there's still a responsibility for the officers to enforce the law. And so I will say that I haven't had any particular situation come to me personally or professionally in regards to hearing about that. But, you know, with the, you know, responsibilities of ensuring motor vehicle safety and traffic safety, they have a legitimate reason to stop you. We will expect cooperation in those particular moments.
Chief Norman, we only have a few seconds left, but you said at a news conference earlier this month, you're seeing more people carrying guns in Milwaukee. Why is that happening?
Well, that's a great question. If I had that answer, I think I'll be a multi-billionaire in regards to that. I believe there's a number of influences. I know that, you know, we've seen an uptick in gun purchases since the pandemic. I believe there's been, you know, a number of different factors for that, whether it's, you know, fear, just in ensuring the safety. And I don't, again, get into that dialogue whether or not, you know, gun ownership is right. I just look for responsible gun ownership. The negligent handling of guns, the, you know, not securing your guns properly, the illegitimate use or illegitimate purchases, the Market Police Department is going to focus on that. We're going to look at behaviors, and those behaviors will be held accountable. Again, like I just said, I'm absolutely proud of the men and women of the Market Police Department. These numbers that you're seeing in regards to the reduction in many of different categories of crime
Chief Norman, we are out of time, but thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Jeffrey Norman has been chief of the Milwaukee Police Department since 2021. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.